Hello, welcome to the Friday, May 17th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We haven't had to talk about Mac malware in a while, but well, there's a new sample that was discovered, and that sample isn't so far different than prior Mac malware in that it is actually signed using a valid Apple developer certificate. It's pretty easy to get these certificates. Essentially, all you have to do is sign up with Apple and pay them something like $100 to get one. So there isn't really a lot of checking here. And this software apparently was not delivered via the Apple App Store, but downloaded differently. And it's not really clear at this point how the user got infected. It's also kind of interesting that this sample was found at the Oslo Freedom Forum, a meeting point for a lot of activists, and an activist from Africa was actually infected with this sample. Now, on OS X Mountain Lion, you have three options when it comes to restricting software installs. The most restrictive one is to only allow software to be installed from Apple's App Store. The second one, and that's sort of the option that's being targeted with this kind of signed malware, is that you do allow software to be installed from anywhere, but it has to be signed using a valid Apple developer ID. And then, of course, the third option is to allow all software to be installed. I do recommend that you keep that in the most severe setting and only relax it if you need it. It's pretty easy to switch forth and back, so just keeping it for App Store only is really not that difficult to maintain. And then if you do need to update or install some new software, well, pretty easy. You can just remove the setting and then apply it as soon as software is installed. This setting is only checked as you install the software, not whenever you run the software. And Daniel took the opportunity to write up a brief diary as to how to extract certificates from Apple software. It's actually pretty straightforward, and there is a special tool that is installed on all OS X systems called CodeSign that can be used to extract a certificate. The certificate that you extract that way is a normal DR formatted certificate. So then you can use OpenSSL to further investigate the certificates. And then we got a diary by Daniel about a couple of domains that a reader informed us of that are associated with malware. An interesting part here is how the same domain name was used over the last year or so, but with different top-level domains. So what started out as a .cc domain is now a .su domain. And with that, there are some of these top-level domains, like, for example, .su, are hardly ever used for anything useful. .su used to be the old Soviet Union country-level domain. The domain still exists, and yes, there are still some valid domains that do exist within that top-level domain, but overall, we do see it used heavily for malware command and control servers, like in this case. Also, yet another good reason to watch your DNS logs. This particular sample has a pretty thin antivirus coverage at this point, and the particular individual found a couple different versions actually already. However, something like a .su domain or such does stick out somewhat and probably attracts your attention. Let's see what we have in patches. The one patch that I think you have to apply probably before the weekend if possible is if you're running OwnCloud. OwnCloud is sort of an open source competitor to systems like SharePoint, for example, but also public cloud offerings like, for example, iCloud or Google's cloud offering. Well, it turns out that the system has a number of critical vulnerabilities. Most of them only affect logged in users, so a user is logged in and then, for example, can have access to the calendars of other users, but also the SQL injection vulnerability and a PHP code inclusion vulnerability. So those are certainly very important vulnerabilities that need to be fixed. And if someone is not logged in, they can still take advantage of some cross-site request forgery exploits, for example, to execute API commands as administrator. And if you're running Cisco's Telepresence Supervisor, there's also an update for that, fixing a denial of service vulnerability. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.